Now, how many knows that sin, at the end of the day, can hurt you? Amen. Not just your feelings, but it can hurt you. Yes. Down in our deep. Go to Proverbs 18:14. Now, this is why you have to have spiritual strength. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. Infirmity can be applied to a whole lot of things. We often think of it as sickness, but it's the actual definition of the word is weakness. Sin makes us weak. Pain makes us weak. Being hurt makes us weak. So the spirit of a man, the spirit that God puts in you, will sustain his infirmity. There's some things you're going to go through in this life. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit of God is all that's going to get you through it? You been there yet? You got to that road yet? Well, I hate to break it to you, but in this life, if you hadn't got to that crossroads yet, there's a high possibility that you will. The spirit of a man will sustain his weakness. How many knows you need the Holy Spirit and you need the year verse? Romans 8:31, if God be for us, who and what all can be against it? In other words, God's going to get me through this. He's the only one that can get me through this. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And see, some of this stuff can be caused by hurt. By hurt. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? When you get hurt that deep, you get hurt down. I'm talking about way deep. That whole thing about forgiveness that Peter asked Jesus about, and Jesus told him 70 times 7. In another passage, he basically told him as many times as you have to. How many knows you can get hurt so deep and so bad that the last thing you want to do is forgive that person?
That's right.
You have to train your spirit to forgive. Because if you don't, it'll eat you alive. Their sin will eat you alive. And it don't bother them. They can wound you, cut you open, and gut you, and leave you hanging and walk away. Anybody in here? I hope it's not a large group. But I know there's people in here that know what I'm talking about. But it says if you flip the coin and read the back of the front of the verse as the back of the verse, but in spite of the fact this person just gutted me and repeatedly gutted me and left me bleeding to death without a word, the Spirit of God will get me through this. The Holy Spirit will come along and pick up my guts and put them back in and sew me back together and put some grace on me, and I'm going to survive this. I don't know what's going to happen to them. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to love them. But I'm going to move on. Unfortunately, they will be stuck here, but I'm going to move on. Let's go. Let's look at another verse. Let's go. Let's back on up to another verse. Proverbs 17:22. Wounded spirit's hard to process. Proverbs 17:22, but a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You wonder why I started years ago. It just kind of happened in the pulpit, telling stories about my friends and family, and people laughed. And the Bible says a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. My daddy trained that my family, me and my brother, we laughed our way through a lot of heartaches. And it got us through them. And I thank God that one gift my daddy gave me and Chris was laughter. Even in hard times, dark times, Deb, we'd just laugh. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit will dry your bones. If you get broke, Angela, down in there that deep, you got to watch it. It'll do things to you that you won't get over soon. Proverbs 15:13. Proverbs 15:13. Let's two more verses. Let's just keep going this away. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. If you get out in there that deep, if you get hurt that deep, only the grace of God, only Romans 8:31 will bring you back from it. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's deep. Very, very deep. Now drop to one more verse, Proverbs 14:30. Proverbs 14:30. You need a strong spirit to sustain your weakness. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful. Sometimes you have to laugh your way through sorrow. And the end of that mirth is heaviness. Sometimes that brokenness is so deep, even when you laugh, it's still heavy. But there's a spiritual strength. Now let's go back to our verse for the year, Romans 8:31. There's a spiritual strength. Don't hinder it. Say, God, I don't want to hinder this. Romans 8:31. What shall we say then to thee? If God be for us, who can be against us? I don't care how deep you've been hurt. That's why Jesus came to the earth, Mr. Tate, so he could experience that brokenness and that sorrow and that pain and that hurt for us, so he'd know exactly how we feel on our worst possible day on this earth. We've been hurt deep. It's our spirit, Deb, that has to carry us. Sometimes our spirit has to carry us because we can't carry ourselves. Paul said, I can do all things through. There you go. Because we can't get the job done. We're not strong enough. But guess who is? If God be for us, Jesse, who can be against us? Let's take a deep breath of that spiritual strength that we have to get, Sonia, from God. We ain't got enough. We ain't enough, but He is. No matter what we go through, no matter what kind of hurt and humiliation and brokenness, He can carry us through. The prophet Isaiah said, if you go through the flood, it won't drown you. If you go through the fire, it won't burn you. Because I got you. With every head bowed and every eye closed.